AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello and welcome to the Aviation Pros Podcast, a special edition being recorded at the IATA Ground Handling Conference in Reykjavik, Iceland. I'm Josh Smith, editor of Ground Support Worldwide, and today I'm joined by Saunan Malakshahi, co-founder and CTO of Moonware, who had an opportunity to present on day one of the conference. Saunan, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, for those who maybe didn't get a chance to sit in on your conference session yesterday, can you share a little bit about who Moonware is as a company and some of the technological solutions being provided by the business?
Yeah, happy to do so. So Moonware is an aviation tech company. We're a young company, started a little over 4 years ago. We're specifically building the ecosystem to automate ground operations across all different aviation verticals, beginning with advanced software systems and augmenting that with autonomous GSE and hardware systems as well.
Very good. You mentioned while presenting about different technological solutions that within the ground handling and aviation space, your company identified four really important industry needs. Those included task automation, assigning and routing, performance metrics, and a common operating picture. Can you offer a little insight into how you identified those needs and how these various factors create challenges for the industry?
Yeah, so that's a great point, and I'm actually really happy to kind of take a step back here. So one of the things that, we essentially found as a company when we started out 4 years ago, granted we started right during the middle of the pandemic, which was, mid-2020s, and what we were seeing and what happening in air travel was actually quite surprising at the time, obviously, which was everything grinding to a complete halt, standstill. No flights were really, everything was operating significantly below schedule. People were getting laid off, assets were getting liquidated. Most of the stuff that, we kind of remember and are familiar with. And then, moving a year or two forward into the post-pandemic recovery is, what we sort of call the bounce back period, which essentially is now kind of wrapping up. But, that's where we saw essentially a significant demand or surge in flights come back up, where, at the same time, the original supply of both, people, equipment, and staffing that used to exist pre-pandemic just no longer was there, right? And so the rate at which the demand for flights was coming back was outpacing the rate at which the supply could be essentially replenished in some way. So that created this massive sort of vacuum or hole in the system, and that led to a lot of the famous issues that we saw. But fundamentally, a lot of these issues also took place because of the fact that there was a lot of technical debt in the industry. So pre-pandemic, a lot of people and operators might have referred to these things as sort of IT issues or IT technical debt that, hey, hasn't really affected our operation today, so it's not a priority, it's not critical. And post-pandemic, these IT issues really just transformed into significant operational problems, particularly from scheduling standpoints and staff shortages being one of the core issues. And so all of a sudden, a focus on digital transformation or innovation became super important, and that's one of the things that we saw. More generally speaking, or I guess more broadly speaking, when we think about the history of airline operations as it relates to flight operations, one thing that's interesting is in order for aircraft to get from point A to point B successfully, there's of course many things that need to take place. Air traffic control operations form a big part of that when the aircraft is in flight. Then you have the flight planning and the flight operations, so the coordination of your cabin crew, of your flight crew, all the different things that have to happen in an airline's flight operations desk for that aircraft to leave appropriately on time. And then you have the ground operations, of course. Across these three things, these really form the lifeline of getting aircraft safely and efficiently from point A to point B. The first of which, the first two, being flight ops and ATC systems, these have been over the years really standardized and matured to a state that guarantee kind of baseline levels of safety and efficiency. Funny enough, ground operations are just as important as these other two, but ground operations has been kind of that component that has really just lagged behind in terms of standardization. So things are still very much done on an ad hoc basis, from company to company, whether you know that be an in-house ground handling team at an airline or you know a ground handler and you know across the world. There really is a lack of standardization, and that's part of why we've had so many issues taking place as it relates to you know coordination, scheduling, staffing, and so a big part of this push is, you know, in the same way that you know we anticipate, or in the same way that we wouldn't have aircraft fly without ATC, we are now kind of approaching a reality in which the ground operations now kind of require a next generation or next level of standardization for things to get done accurately or efficiently. And so, you know, when we look at the airport ramp today or the airside today, we're looking at you know a reality in which the flight growth is at the max level that it's ever been. Where you know we're now deploying more equipment and more crew members to service these flights, but it's complete chaos and it's complete discord, and we need now essentially new systems that can actually kind of help encompass the new operational complexity that we're seeing and that we're faced with. So that's a big part of what kind of we understood going into this space, and you know how we identified some of the things that we mentioned, which was task automation and assigning and routing and metrics, which are all smaller but important pieces of the puzzle. But fundamentally, from like a ground up approach, it's the fact that we actually need an entirely new approach to actually coordinating ground operations. Yeah.
And so with that, Moonware's new solution, ground traffic control, has kind of been developed. And can you share a little bit about how ground traffic control is designed to help ground handlers overcome some of these pain points you've called out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we spoke about ground traffic control yesterday during the panel. So ground traffic control really is a new concept. And a new system originally developed by us here at Moonware that we like, you know, the way that we like to describe it is it's the modern digital counterpart or sister equivalent to ATC, but for the ramp, essentially. So everything that interfaces with ground crew, ground vehicles, and the scheduling and the logistics coordination thereof, we refer to it within this ground traffic control system. As far as what this entails for airlines with ground handling teams, ground handlers themselves and airports, one of the things that we saw consistently was that people would have dedicated systems for different functions. So as an example, people would have a dedicated system for telematics or GSC tracking if they were supporting it. There would be separately a different system for crew scheduling, as an example, a separate system for you know resource allocation, a separate system for communications. You know, in many cases, it was just really WhatsApp, and in other cases, open source flight tracking. Again, a separate system. So ground traffic control really is taking a, you know, not to be no pun intended, but is really taking a ground up approach in terms of being able to address a lot of these challenges that are present on the air side. So we've taken kind of a first principles approach to actually studying what the airport ramp today looks like, what it really needs, and it's converged on sort of this. The system that we've developed that is happens to actually integrate a lot of these capabilities into one platform, which is telematics. You know, we use actually telematics coming off of vehicles, but also crew positions, as an example, to leverage a lot of the more advanced features that the product uses. We use flight scheduling for a lot of the real-time. We use real-time flight data to power a lot of the scheduling and resource allocation and reactive capabilities of the platform. And there are these things that we notice that, you know, a lot of systems are providing airlines with data, but it's the fusion of that data that you can use to actually provide meaningful insight, actionable insight, proactive, you know, planning and reactive kind of conflict resolution that is really just missing from the existing systems today. So, you know, we see ground traffic control really kind of as a new standard or like a new blueprint for ground operations to evolve in terms of that direction. And a big motivation for us as well is that we want to future-proof the ramp for future autonomous operations. And, you know, for us, as we begin to dedicate more resources into autonomous GSC, the simple thing that we realized was without having the presence of a ground traffic control-like system, deploying autonomous GSC will become a lot more sophisticated and complicated, especially having to deal with multiple stakeholders on the ground.
Yeah, I'm glad you alluded to the autonomous ground support equipment concept. You know, I think everyone's recognized at this point the efficiencies that autonomous GSE can bring, and there's been some pretty significant strides that have been made in that field, but what still needs to be done to further implement autonomous GSE into ground handling operations?
That's a great question. I'll comment on sort of what we can right now publicly, but you know, I want to kind of bring it back to again what ground traffic control sort of plays here as a role. I think fundamentally speaking, when we think about how autonomous GSE are going to be used in the context of aircraft services, in the context of a turnaround, right, the single most important thing is the PTS, right, so which is precision time services or operations taking place at specific times. The big challenge that, you know, a lot of people have today is how do we make sure that the PTS is being abided by, or how do we ensure that things are happening on time, essentially. And autonomous vehicles really only fit into the picture if they can be woven into the grand scheme of what the PTS requires, and being able to kind of side by side work along with the humans and the non-autonomous systems that are involved in the day-to-day turnaround. That's, you know, the most important requirement. If an autonomous vehicle cannot, you know, work collaboratively with everybody else in the sense where it should be frictionless, then, you know, that could potentially lead to more delays and stuff, especially if there has to be significant oversight by somebody dispatching and monitoring or operating the vehicle, which now will require more manpower in some senses to fit it into the PTS or operational context of a turnaround. So the single most important thing is, step one is, you know, can this system sort of operate truly autonomously in the context of, you know, being able to fit into the service requirements of an aircraft? That's step number one. Step number two is, even if, let's say, you program a vehicle, or you're able to develop an autonomous GSE to even, let's say, level 5 autonomy to get from point A to point B, whether that be, let's say, the terminal baggage drop-off point and, you know, a gate or an aircraft, getting from point A to point B is irrelevant if, once again, you cannot perform the step one services, you know, accurately, right? So if you have a perfect autonomous system that cannot harmoniously integrate into the context of the grand, you know, turnaround, again, this is sort of one thing that has to be addressed. And step three is to make sure that, you know, from a business model standpoint or a sustainability standpoint, this does not impose a large financial burden on the airlines, especially the ones that do want to actually integrate more autonomy into their day-to-day operations. So this is, you know, some insight as to how kind of we think about the role that autonomy needs to play into the, you know, into commercial aviation more broadly speaking.
Well, I know it's a busy conference for you and your colleagues here, so we won't take up any more of your time, but if any listeners taking in this podcast would like to learn more information, where can they find Moonware online?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we'd welcome everybody to visit our website at www.moonware.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter. That's pretty much where we post most of our most frequent updates and important company updates. And if anybody would like to learn about automating their future ground operations and current ground operations, please reach out, contact us. We'd love to get in touch and speak to you.
All right, very good. That'll conclude this special episode of the Aviation Pros Podcast, coming to you from Reykjavik, Iceland at the IATA Ground Handling Conference. For Saunan Malikshahi, I am Josh Smith. Thank you for listening, and please continue to visit aviationpros.com.